Welcome to Because I Want to Know, the podcast where I interview guests about their crazy, unique occupations or life experiences. I'm your host, Leslie Fear. So let's get into it, shall we? Hey, everyone. Today, I'm joined again with your two honest BFF. You guys really loved her. And listen, we're going to go there with some language, or at least she will, more than me, probably. But that's okay. I just wanted to give you a heads up now because, you know, this is important stuff and we got to talk about it. So, and by the way, her name is Tammy. I know eventually people are going to know her name, but I'm going to call her your two honest BFF because that's her call name and that's how you're going to find her in so many places. But let's talk about the text I sent you. I was kind of freaking out a little bit with everything going on. And you're like, I told you it was going to get worse. And it has, girl. It has.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. But when I started putting these predictions online, yeah. I was trying to build people up for the worst of it. So yeah. I was letting people know, stock goods, yeah. Have protection in your homes, be prepared for what's coming. And everyone would ask me, oh, is it war on the ground? War on the ground? I was like, yes, but not in the way you see in movies. Right. I mean, maybe some of it, obviously, as yeah. we're living in reality. Right. But, you know, I think just in our country, and maybe not our country alone, we're very naive to having someone else fix it. So I was trying to get people in a mind frame saying, boo-boo, it's us that has to fix it. Yeah. There's no Superman, there's no Batman, there's no vigilante that's going to come out here and save America. It has to be Americans, as it always has been.
Right. And, you know, it's funny that you say that because I kept thinking, what has caused all this anger from the other side of the field of people that I don't agree with? And it's because it's so upended and we became so complacent in how comfortable we all were and the government was run pretty well. And now looking back, I would hope other people that kind of came to our side know that it was running better.
I could tell you where it shifted. It shifted with Obama. Yes. And they used that to separate the Democratic and the Republicans as arch enemies. It became mm-hmm. a basketball game playoffs. Every election season after that. And that was with people on the outside, like Donald Trump, not even involved in politics at the point, just putting himself in it, like Obama right. don't have a birth certificate and all this other shit. And that's where it turned from picking the best candidate to we need a win, like there's a trophy at the end of this.
Oh,
and
yeah.
and that's where shit shifted from fair fight and the other losing candidate actively endorsing, thanking them, telling the American people, believe in this person that got this, you know, yeah. to ha 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 in your face. Now let's continue to kick them while they're down. That's where we're at.
You know, I hate to say it this way, but I also think it's a little bit of racism.
A little bit? You gonna say a little bit, Leslie?
Well, you know.
We don't go with a measure of a little. Maybe yeah. this is a heap hold shitload of racism from yeah. top to bottom. I mean, I can't even tell you how much on social media I am seeing white pride and white pride this yes. and proud to be white. And I'm like, really? Because I have white in my lineage and that's the least one I'm proud of.
I don't,
do y'all even know history? Like white people around the world have been a problem.
Exactly.
Come on now.
it's so true because, you know, it's almost like the second term for this president has become like more of a vindictive situation for him, don't you think?
Well, I think it's just we've blurred the lines of religion being reality yeah. so much yeah. that people forgot that the spirituality is a part of that and being a good human being. So they were so focused on what everyone else was teaching, everyone forgot to have a mind of their own.
Oh, so true. And hence the MAGA cult. And I'm sorry, but guys, MAGA, in my mind, is truly a cult of personality yeah, with Trump.
It's been proven by professors at Harvard. Yeah. There's been so many articles written about it, even in different journals, how it hits every line point of being a cult.
Yeah.
To drinking the Kool-Aid, because now they produce energy drinks and everything else. For the cult. So like when I say line by line, it's line by line a cult.
Well, and I can't even talk because I'm so flabbergasted that he would sell Bibles and he would sell shoes and he would sell cologne and he'd sell all these weird cards. And I'm like,
that's where the rest of us are on the outside going, it literally says in your Christian religious Bible, that's what the Antichrist would do.
Yes.
And yet they ignore it.
Right. And that's my whole thing. I mean, I'm not here to bash who you voted for or didn't vote at all. You know, I'm here to spread awareness, guys. And I'm hoping, I'm not hoping. I know I'm on the right side of history, and I know your two honest BFF is too. And guys, we have to start doing something, even if it's just locally or something. If you can, you know, call senators, call whoever you can to let them know, you know, what's going on. But I know it's not enough. But let me ask you this:
we've got to be showing up in neighborhoods. We got to bring groceries to the immigrants. We got to be surrounding houses, locked in arms. And we're still protesting signs outside capitals and calling senators, which has proven to be fruitless because our senators go right in there and vote against us. So, again, it's great. Everything you're saying is great, and we should definitely keep the heat on them. But we've got to drive this locally in every city and county where we're in, where we're saying we refuse to let you take anybody.
Yeah. Do you think the timeline's happening sooner than later, though, right now? Do you think things are happening faster?
Okay, so I think we sped up.
Yeah.
And then I think we slowed back down. And the reason I think we slowed back down is because things like this, like removals, certain things that have to play out, that's not things that happen overnight. Those aren't isolated incidents. Mm-hmm. They're incidents that are added up to a big one. So right now is what I like to call anchor mode, where everyone on their individual path kind of feels anchored right now. They feel like an anchor's been dropped. They're not moving forwards. They're not moving backwards. They're not moving left. They're not moving right. They can't figure out why their manifestations aren't working. They can't figure out why their soul feels just stuck.
That's what
I hear a lot. I feel stuck. And I'm like, because you can't move forward on your path until this collective path, like as a universe, moves forward as well. So you're on the universe's time. You can want it rushed and fast as much as possible, but the universe is going to take its own time because it ain't on your time, baby.
It's not
on your time.
But I do think that, you know, free will and all that do speed and slows things down. I think you're absolutely right. But let me ask you something else. This Epstein stuff. And I'm telling you guys, if you don't think Trump is on the Epstein files, I got news for you right now.
Oh, baby, you know, I tap in. I get visions of reality of things that have happened and things that are going to happen. And not only is he on the list, baby, he paid for trips. There was things that happened at Mar-a-Lago Mansion. And Trump is involved way more than any of that paperwork will ever prove.
Oh, exactly. You know, the fact that he's didn't quite pardon Maxwell, but he did give her a work release is appalling.
Just understand, again, time has to play things out. The fact that she was moved to a comfortable prison proved my point of she was making a deal. She was making a deal. And it's got to work out, I'm sure, a certain way. But with that said, everyone should know that Maxwell had hit up the Biden administration during the reelection for the 2024 election.
They wanted nothing
and
to do with
it. Offered them information against Trump to get a better deal, to try to get out of prison, which would have taken him out of the race. But basically, the Biden administration, because he was still running at the time this happened, said, we don't make deals with pedophiles, so no.
Right.
We'll do this on our own, which, you know, some people may call a misstep, you know, bite the bullet, one enemy to defeat another, but it was inevitable. I don't even think if it had come out, And I think that party was smart enough to know that even if Maxwell had come out with a statement, that even if they would release paperwork, none of MAGA was going to believe it. They were so far brainwashed at that point that this man was on stage with active dementia already. This man was doing word salad. This man was talking about everything he is implementing now. And they ignored it. So I don't think it would have made a difference at all. I think the smart move was to let the Republican Party and Trump keep talking about the Epstein files and keep driving that hard home. So when push came to shove, they could fall flat on their face. I think that they played the cards right and they followed the path that was most beneficial to our future.
Right. Because honestly, and you're right, I think even astrologer says Trump has gotten so many transits or whatever that are in his charts that have given him so much luck of getting out of things so that he can make the changes.
Is it luck Or is it how his soul contract was designed?
Absolutely. Well, yeah. I mean, they don't all think that way like you and I do, but they're saying it's luck. But I do think it is. It's one of those things where even they're seeing there's no way normal people with other kinds of, you know, transits or whatever.
Taken out in the 80s and 90s, baby. We know this. Early 2000s at the best. But here's the thing. When he signed his soul contract, he came here to be the fucking villain. Oh, and yeah. In order to get to the point that we're at now, a complete reset, the rising of the divine feminine, humanity at its lowest point fighting back, and all over the world, not just here. Okay? Yeah. He had to get to this point. So yeah. The universe definitely put shit in play for him to overcome, but to expose him at the same time, there's been cookie crumbs of the real Trump for decades.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, why so many people saw right through the bullshit right away. But what it did is it exposed who everybody else was, even our own family members, our friends, our coworkers, because we like, damn, Susan, I didn't know you was racist.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I didn't know you supported pedophiles. Like, damn, Susan from HR. Yeah. I'm a little worried now.
Right. Yeah. And what's so sad to me is, why can't everything be a fair thing for everyone? We are all human beings. And I think everyone deserves clean water. I think everyone deserves a safe bed to sleep in. I think everyone deserves food and health care.
Land don't belong to anybody.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no land ownership. It should be where you land, you follow the rules of that particular area, just like back in the day with Native Americans. If you stumble from one tribe to another tribe, you're going to respect their culture, right? So my whole thing is I got to be honest, though. Can I switch the subject just real fast?
Sure.
When they implemented that executive order or law or whatever saying that you could now bring religion back in the workplace to try to convert people, your Christians, I said, I have never wanted to be a federal worker so bad in my motherfucking life. I wish I was on the fucking Congress floor right now, because when I tell you my office would be decked out with the witchiest shit, I would have Baphomet statue right outside the damn thing. I'd just be handing out pentagrams just to fucking everybody came by. Have a nice day. Have a nice day. Treat your neighbor kindly. I'd have that whole damn place shook up. Every time I'd walk down the hall, they'd be like, praise Jesus. And I'd be like, hell, Satan, motherfuckers. And I just got to be honest. Like, if people really thought like Gavin Newsom right now with the pettiness, they would take these laws and make them work for them against the administration, because the administration is too dumb to circumvent that.
Right. No. And, you know, I'm in Texas and they're making us put the Ten Commandments in all the classrooms. So even in kindergarten, my daughter's a kindergarten teacher, guys, and the Ten Commandments are up in her schoolroom. And guess what? She put it in an inconspicuous place, but you can still see it. And she said, and I put all kinds of things around it. So, and they can't read it anyway. And honestly, if you look at some of that Ten Commandments crap, it's just stupid.
Original translation of one of them was, thou shalt not worship any other gods but me. Which
it's all about ego.
Other gods do what? They exist according to the Christian God. Other gods exist. But they changed that to false idols.
Yeah.
To take out any knowledge of other gods exist, even though God says other gods exist. Yeah. So if we go by the Christian God's words, Leslie, us spiritualists, us people that follow goddesses, us that go with Hecate or Santa Muerta, whether it's Jesus, who's a demigod, guess what? You're not wrong, because all gods exist. Even God said that.
Yeah.
It's just the Christian God is a vengeful and very selfish God. So he doesn't want any followers worshiping multiple people. He's like, you either my people or you out.
And who does that sound like?
Yeah. That sounds like Trump.
So you were talking about, okay, August and September are going to be really hairy for us. Is after September, are we going through the worst of it now, or is it just going to get worse, worse, worse?
I wouldn't say we're going through the worst of it now. I mean, the only reason that August is even tolerable to the standpoint it is against all this scary shit that's happening is the fact that it's exposing all the juicy secrets, the Epstein stuff, the shit happening in the Pentagon. I mean, the leaks, the information, the secrets. I mean, even Laura Loomer in her court deposition, because, and this was unprompted.
Yeah.
This whole wasn't asked a damn question about this at all. And she just blurts out on the witness stand, Lindsey Graham is gay. I've heard it from a million people. He's gay. Gay, gay, gay. And the lawyer is like, if you read the transcripts, the lawyer's like, yeah, Miss Loomer, we didn't ask you that. She's like, I'm just letting you know, he gay. And I'm like, oh, these motherfuckers are losing it. So I know that August is juicy. There's interesting shit coming out like this, but I also said August is going to be fucking scary. And as you see, removing accurate job numbers, trying to manipulate the market, taking money, our healthcare benefits. In my original prediction, I said he about to drain y'all out of all y'all's money. That was back in November of last year. Wow. And I said, the first thing he gonna do is come in here and fuck up the system and find a way to drain all y'all's fucking money. And that's exactly what he did. Mm. And that was the first thing I said. So here's the thing. Everyone's like, you got 100% accuracy. You got 100% accuracy. I've been wrong one time. And it's because I put bias on that bitch. The cards weren't wrong. Okay. The cards told me Donald Trump was going to win. Oh. The cards told me he was going to win. And I looked at them cards and I said, oh, he's sitting up there thinking he's going to win. He did. Yeah. And it took me a second to realize where I faltered on that.
Yeah.
And why I got that wrong. And when I went back and looked at all the cards I pulled, it told me exactly what was going to happen. And I read it wrong. Why? Because I didn't want to fucking believe it. I didn't want to believe that the humans that I put so much faith in, humanity that I put so much faith in, would be that dumb. But then, of course, I got the visions of the real results, and I got the visions of what really happened with Elon and other people involved. And I said, oh, okay, Kamala won. She most definitely won. But this was rigged from the beginning, which is why they tried to do it in 2020, and it didn't work.
Okay.
They didn't have all their mechanisms down, which is why they were screaming it was stolen. It was stolen because they know they tried to do it. Right.
Okay.
And if they could prove that there was any indiscrepancies based on what the fuck they did, then it would throw the election. Right.
Right, right.
But that didn't happen. So what they did is they got more players involved, because remember, Elon was not involved in 2020.
No, he wasn't.
They needed tech giants in on this for it to work. And they got the tech giants and boom, boom, pow, look who's in office.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that, because there's a lot of people on our side that believe, you know, all we know about Trump and how we feel about Trump, that don't think it was stolen. And they were like, just shut those people down if they think it is, because there's no way, you know, those ballot boxes aren't connected to the internet.
Hey, Leslie, it's neither here nor there.
Yeah, no, I know.
There's nothing we can do to fix it. There's nothing we can do to remove him and install her in. There's no laws for that.
Oh, right, right.
But what we have to do, and what the purposes of this is, to take the whole party down. So when Trump is removed, which he will be removed.
Okay.
And Vance steps in, everything's still going to be going to shit. Everything's still going to be the same, but this is where they sugarcoat it.
Okay.
This is where they have a better speaker on the mic. This is where someone isn't going to have word salad and be saying shit where people are slapping their hand against their forehead going, what the fuck? PR team, please.
Yeah.
I mean, Vance is just a better candidate as a speaker, not for a following,
right,
not for a likable character,
right,
but as far as a speaker and someone who is young enough and honestly diplomatic enough to speak with other foreign leaders without insulting them.
Let me ask you this. Did your cards tell you that he'd be removed, or are you getting that psychically?
No, I've gotten visions of him like a newscast of Trump leaving the White House, like for the last time, kind of like Nixon did, and him turning around on the plane. And, you know, Nixon gave the peace sign, but Trump gave the fist like he did when he got his ear shut off.
Okay.
Shut off. Basically, they're going to cite health issues. And then, of course, after they remove him, the blowback from all his bad decisions will come out. And they'll blame it all on him and describe how they're going to fix it or make it better or tweak it so it actually works the way it's supposed to. And it's going to make the Republican crowd happy again. And then, you know, it's going to continue to go to shit, because at the end of the day, everything that's been put in place, there's so much damage, right?
Right, exactly.
So by the time people wake up, I think that's when the big revolt happens, because I have people like destroying the White House, like burning it down.
Oh, no. Really?
Yeah, like revolt. Like, I don't know what Vance does, but it makes people angry enough that everyone turns against him. Not even, you know, he don't have MAGA. He don't have Republicans. I mean, I do see how he could be thrown to the wolves, but there's no predecessor behind him that's public enough for the people to accept.
Oh, I agree. But you know what? They're probably, if they burn anything, they're going to try to burn that ballroom down, maybe.
You know? I mean, maybe. But here's an interesting fact. And people can look this up because this is an interesting fact that will blow your mind.
Okay.
As if there isn't enough connections between Russia and Trump, right?
Yeah.
So there's pictures of him and his first wife.
Yes.
While they're visiting Russia buildings and doing business with Russian oligarchs.
Yeah.
Everything back in the 80s, right?
Yeah.
80s, 90s. The rooms that they're photographed in and the places that they're staying are identical to how he is designing the White House,
how he's
designed the Oval Office, and now how he's designing. It's all based on Russian design and architecture.
Oh, God. Okay. Yeah.
So if you didn't need any other ties, you can look up those pictures for yourself. Those are free on Google. You could probably even find them on TikTok. There's some people who have put two and two together. But yeah, so when they say Trump is a Russian asset, I don't think they're kidding, man. I don't think he's necessarily an asset of someone that was trained to go to war, but he's an asset of, he got into a crowd of people that knew how to manipulate him with money, and they just never stopped doing it.
Right. I agree. Now, let me ask you this. How soon do you think, is that a revolving time scale for you as to when he'll be removed?
Well, you know, I don't like to give times because, like I said, there is no time on the other side, so it's really hard to base an exact time limit.
Okay.
But from the visions I've seen, it's cold and the leaves are changing like brown and orange.
Okay.
Which tells me fall.
It could be this fall, next fall, the fall after that, right?
It could be.
Yeah.
It could be. But the way the cards are playing out and how fast the timeline sped up.
Right.
And knowing where we are right now in 2025 is technically where we were supposed to be in 2026.
Oh, yeah, it has been.
It makes me feel and think that it's this October.
I love you for that.
Now, I could be wrong because, you know, I'm humble with my gift. And I know that I can be wrong. And I don't stand 10 toes down on exact dates. But even back in summer when they're like, oh, June, whatever, he's going to die. Oh, July, whatever, he's going to die. August, whatever, that's what's going to happen. Every time these have come out all the way back in June, I've said the same thing. No, it happens in fall. No, it happens in fall. It's got to be October, November. It's got to be around those times based on what I saw.
Right,
and I don't see him dying. Like, everyone's like, damn, did you see him dying? Everyone says he's going to die. I mean, he old and he got health problems. Eventually, yeah, he going to die. He at the end of his timeline. That's just common sense, motherfuckers. But I personally see him being removed. Like I said, I saw the vision of him going on a plane, giving the fight fist, which could just be memory banks from newscasts and everything else I've seen. It could just be an implied vision of the universe showing me that he was going to be removed, but maybe not necessarily in that way.
Okay.
But when I say I've had more than one vision and I've confirmed it with my cards, even the way it plays out in any of my updated readings or my four-year reading, it still has him being removed, not dying.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm going to stick with being removed because I feel like that's the only way that they avoid ultimate conspiracy and backlash.
I agree. I have to say I agree with you there, and I'm hoping.
Because there's going to be too many conspiracies that they killed this man.
Oh, yeah.
For speaking truth, because, I mean, here's the thing. How many people have tried to, quote-unquote, kill him, which never happened, by the way. That never happened. That was set up. That poor kid got roped in to thinking he was going to be part of the Secret Service and was on that roof to protect the fucking president.
What?
Oh, honey, truths have been revealed. Some people got to this kid because of his online presence and he had been some outspoken, and they knew he was a loner and that he was easy to get to. And he was like, his parents and him really just hard MAGA, right?
Wow.
And they said, we've got this training program, and they set it the fuck up. That's why this kid was able to just walk past everybody. That's why he was able to get past them with the gun. That's why he's on video just climbing the ladder up there like it's nothing. Ain't nobody bothering him.
And that's why they got that photo op.
The kid didn't know he was going to die. The kid thought he was up there basically being part of protecting Donald Trump because there was a quote unquote threat and they needed all this, right? Mm-hmm. And then they killed this kid and portrayed him as he tried to assassinate the president. The kid never even fired a bullet.
Oh, really?
Yep.
So where were the bullets coming from?
The real sniper who just fired into the air because it was all a setup. It was all a setup from jump.
Now, did you get that because you learned it from other creators, or did you get that in a vision? Tell me how you knew that.
I figured I sat down with Source, and Source told me word for word what happened.
Wow, Tammy. Wow. Okay.
Because I'm nosy as shit. My guys know that. I want to know. They tell me when's the right time to share and when's the not. So, of course, before I sat down today with you, they let me know ahead of time that this topic is the time to be shared.
Oh,
so
nice. Okay.
I'm letting the truth be known. That was a setup. The Republicans and MAGA sacrificed that kid to make him look like a martyr to help them win even more. It was all a setup to influence the race. He was never shot. Nothing ever happened. It was a photo op. All of it was PR stunt. All of it. And it cost that kid his life, which is also why you've never heard anything else about him, why he's never mentioned by Trump. Because let's be honest, if anyone from the Democrat side had ever truly shot at that man and survived, we'd still be hearing about it today.
Oh, absolutely. So to me, that just gives it more credence. And I have to tell you guys, I never bought it. I mean, at the time, I thought it was for a moment.
I knew it was off as soon as I saw the news. And of course, it took me a while to reach Source because there was a lot of chaotic energy, a lot of people reaching out, a lot of people trying to figure out. But I'm very patient. And once I had a clear connection, which honestly was when we were under all those open portals, I used that time under the open portals to really connect and get some real answers on stuff, which is hard to tell people, even in TikTok videos, because do I have receipts for that? No, I don't have receipts.
Yeah. No, I know. And that's the thing. I'm blown away. And I have to tell you, it totally makes sense to me. The puzzle pieces all go together when you just said that. And no one's ever really said, this is actually what happened. I've wondered, but for you to have said, you know, because you actually contacted Source and he told you, because there's a lot of things that I know you even know now you can't say right now, even to me.
There is a lot of knowledge I'm sitting on. Some of it I'm choosing not to, because like I said, there's no receipts to back it. There's no point to stir that pot. And there's other things I'm not sharing yet because other cards have to play out.
Okay.
Or it's not going to make any sense.
Right. Well, you know, and that's the thing, because, you know, I'll have you on. And guys, I think I'm going to start having her on until we can't do it anymore or whatever. I'm going to have her on every month so we can kind of get an update and maybe give you some hope. I hope we can give you hope.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. If Donald Trump is removed, and I agree with you, I think that's going to happen. They're going to say it's, you know, health or whatever. And JD gets in office. Guys, JD has a house that he rents in Europe, in England, and they don't even want him there. They wouldn't even let him eat at the restaurant. No one showed up to work that day because they knew he was going to eat there with his family. So if he's not even popular there.
Kamala ate there 3 weeks ago and did not have that problem.
She had, they had like a, this is while she was running. They actually had not like a small rally for her at that same restaurant. Not rally, but, you know, a little gathering.
Like I said, his term is short. At the end of the day, whether they're distancing him with a million vacations right now, whether they're keeping him away from the scandals, JD's complicit in all of it.
Oh, absolutely.
And you have to remember, the only reason he went from a never Trump guy to VP is because Thiel and Miller and Voight and that other guy convinced him to do so because he would be the president. Kiss ass now, big seat later.
Oh, exactly. And he's like a very young senator. He's barely been in any kind of governmental job for like a year or two. So he has
his name like three times. Like the man is... Right. The man has imposter syndrome. He doesn't know who the fuck he is.
He has no idea what he's doing either. Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, he's attacking the same people that apparently he was when he was a kid. No money, barely had enough for food stamps. Grandma couldn't even get enough food on Meals on Wheels. I mean, if you read his book, you know what I'm saying? Mom's a fucking drug addict, in and out of fucking trouble. And then he comes out here and supports every policy to hurt the people that he says he was and grew up being.
Exactly. And, you know, I lived it. So I know that when I had abuse as a child, I'm that much more thoughtful for other people that are going through, maybe not exactly what I did, but any kind of abuse as a child. I have more empathy for them and more understanding for them. And he's up here just never Trumping guy. And all of a sudden he's all about Trump.
But you have to understand, power and money, that's all this kid's ever wanted. He grew up poor. Now he's got money. That's all it is. Did you see the tea, Leslie? Did you see the tea that a lot of reporters are coming out and restaurant people and different people about Usha and Vance fighting.
Yes, she's like, I didn't want to have anything to do. I didn't sign up to be the president's wife. She said she didn't want to do that. Yeah,
And well, I'm sure it's that. And then apparently it's really getting to her that no matter where they go, even if it's the happiest place on earth, Disney World, people fucking hate them.
They do.
This is not Obama and Michelle showing up and shaking hands. This is not Biden and Jill getting warm welcomes and people excited to see them. People fucking hate them.
Yeah.
And can you imagine being married to someone that you think, oh, they're about to be vice president. Things are going to get better. Because I'm telling you, her life has always been shit with him. Okay.
Oh,
but okay. He used to mask a lot better as a narcissist. But now he doesn't have to. He's in full power.
Yeah.
So she's been playing the role. But see, it's not just that. It's not just the outside people that hate her. You have to understand that the inside hates her too. She does not fit the mold of MAGA ladies. She doesn't look like Kristi Noem. She doesn't look like Caroline.
Right.
They are mean grilling her. You can't sit with us with her. You see her and Melania together like you used to see Doug and Jill together. No.
Yeah.
She is getting mean grilled in that office, and she knows if he gets president, it's going to get a lot fucking worse.
Well, I've heard she's extremely intelligent.
Oh, yeah. But again, there's been extremely intelligent scientists that have ended up in abusive relationships with people that beat them to the ground.
Oh, no, I mean,
that don't mean shit.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're that intelligent, some people are so intelligent to their own demise, and they don't even understand what they've gotten themselves into.
Well, from what I can see in her timeline, this was true love at first. And JD used to be a very different person before politics.
Well, you know, don't you think, though, Tammy, that because Trump is the way he is and because MAGA is so racist, it kind of gave everybody a license to just be outwardly racist and outwardly homophobic and everything else?
Exactly what happened with Obama is when people came out with the racism and questioning his birth certificate, and then it became a black-white thing. I mean, here's the thing. Did we really think in racist America that a black woman was about to be president?
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Because we had convinced ourselves that racism didn't exist on that level no more. And we was dead fucking wrong.
Yeah, we were. Because I do think that they were tampered with. I do think there were some definite issues in the election. But I wonder if he really did win by a small, tiny margin. I don't know. You said...
I've talked to the source. I've pulled the cards. I've used the pendulum.
Yeah.
But the readers that said she won were not wrong. They were wrong in the aspect of the reality of what happened, and they didn't quite ask the right questions or see beyond that part.
Yeah.
But they weren't wrong. She did win. But it was so easy to manipulate it. It was so easy to manipulate numbers, and they had access to things we didn't even realize they had access to. Did you hear him say in the press conference a couple days ago, maybe it was yesterday, where they asked him about the Russians hacking our government information?
Yes.
And he was like, oh, no big deal. Like, they hack, we hack, whatever, no big deal. If they could hack with no big deal and it's no big deal, that means he already knew and they probably helped rig the numbers in the elections.
Yeah. Well,
we're talking about rocket scientists involved that build nuclear bombs. You think they don't know how to rig a fucking voting machine? Come on, dude. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
No, it's so true. And the thing is, when you have Stargate or Starlink or whatever, it's Starlink, above you, giving you, oh, well, I know you don't have access to internet, but I have it. Here you go. And I want Trump to win. So here you go. Just use ours. We'll take care of it. You can just use our links. It's fine.
And it's just like people keep asking me about TikTok in the same way about, oh, is TikTok safe? Is TikTok going to stay? Baby, TikTok was gone with the one-day blackout. Everything I sold and handed over right fucking there. Yeah. That's why y'all don't see nothing on your algorithm that you used to. We're seeing videos that are weeks fucking behind.
Yeah.
We are being unfollowed from people that we follow. It's happening to everybody, even me.
Yeah.
And all I get is MAGA, 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 Trump, 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 positive Trump. I have to literally go to Aaron Parnas's page or Hawk's page to reset my algorithm to start getting real news stories from my journalists. Every day, sis. I have to reset my algorithm every day.
Wow. Yeah, I'm getting so unfollowed, and it's not because I post anything on my TikTok about politics much, but I repost and I comment on certain things, and they know me. they know that I'm not for Trump. So,
TikTok just changed they updated their terms and policies and their guidelines, and it went into effect today. So now it's okay to have a difference of opinion politically, but if you say anything that can be deemed hurtful or defamation or that incites any kind of protest, you will get violated and you will get banned. Like that, like when I tell you TikTok is gone, TikTok has been gone. This is how they have all our information. This is why they keep putting extensions and don't have to worry about it, because they're already in control of it.
Right. Well, this is why a lot of people are going to YouTube, although YouTube, I think, is getting infiltrated with this BS too now. But also,
not in a sense where they're getting paid to do it. I think it's just working on their algorithm while it's being infiltrated by bots. See, everyone looks at Donald Trump and they're like, oh, he has 15 million followers on TikTok. Baby, it's already been proven there's not 15 million MAGA or Republicans on TikTok, so that can't be true. And secondly, even if you go into the follower list of that page, almost all of them are bots. So maybe 1 million, 2 million, maybe even upwards of 4 or 5 million could be actual people that follow him. That other 10 million were just, because literally it happened overnight. It went from like 2 million followers to 15 point something million followers overnight. And I said, that was the gift from TikTok right there.
Well, I guarantee you that was just his ego saying, I don't have enough followers. Find me 11,000 votes, or find me, you know what I mean? And here we go.
But also it was the illusion that they needed that for, because if he has 15 million followers and Kamala only has however many she has, then him winning seems more apparent, right?
Of course.
So again, all of these things have lined up to create an illusion for this to happen. But I have seen through the illusions, I have seen the truth, I have talked to source, and I can see the whole picture of how this all played out like a damn movie, sis, like a damn movie.
Let me ask you this. How long, just give me an estimate, how long do you think we're going to be in this mess? Will it be until we have a new president? Or do you think, what's going to happen with JD? Are we going to get rid of the Republic? What's going to happen? Can you tell me that?
I mean, that's a hard question to answer as cards have already been shifting.
Okay.
But with that said, all I got from the cards was that JD would not be in power long. Now, the human side of me goes, okay, that's what, 2-3 months?
Right.
But not long could just be, if they remove Trump and they do this and then he goes until the next presidential election, the universe could be saying that's not long because it's not a full term.
Right.
It could be he's in there for a year before his shit gets exposed and then he gets removed.
But then there's Mike Johnson. And then
we're looking at Mike Johnson.
Oh.
Okay. So do you see how many roads there are here that can be taken?
Yeah.
And how it's hard to give a timeline on what's long and what's not long, but how one thing could lead to a worse thing or it could lead to a better thing. But if not long means he's into the end of presidency, then we could take down the whole regime, right?
Well, and I
because
agree.
Technically we'll start taking him down in 2027.
But my thing is, too, if Trump's gone and he's removed, they're gone. They're history. They're toast. It doesn't really matter who's there, don't you think?
But it doesn't happen overnight.
Yes. Okay. Well, that's a good answer.
You have to understand, they've even been putting Barron out there, who does not speak publicly, who was not out there socially. But, you know, I think they're keeping him away from everything, too, and making him look a lot more opposite than Trump, because he's quieter, he's more reserved. And I'm thinking that MAGA and some people are banking on, if all else fails, they can swing back around when this man's old enough and push him with the same cult and kind of try to do the same thing over again.
I don't think
so. Trump is either going to follow in his father's footsteps in the worst way, or there's this crossroads where he meets this girl, okay?
Oh.
And this girl is very different than him. I'm talking about, like, hippy-dippy, sunflowers in my hair, free the world type person.
Okay.
Complete opposite of Barron.
Okay.
And he falls in love with her. But Melania and the family and everyone around her hates her because she's poor. She never grew up in the rich lifestyle. She's different. And he's going to have a choice at this crossroads to either say, fuck them and go live a happy life with her. Or he's going to say, fuck her. And he's going to choose money over a different path.
Okay.
So when that happens, that's going to kind of determine what soul he chooses to be and walk as on his timeline.
Well, hopefully that'll be way past when I'm here.
Hopefully.
I don't want to be here for another Trump anything, okay?
He's already like in his 20s, so I mean, probably not.
Probably not. I'm going to be here a while from what you told me to.
Yeah, so I mean, but here's the thing. And again, that all depends on how things play out. He could say, I don't want politics because of what my father went through, and he just goes into being a big CEO conglomerate. Sure, I'm not saying that Barron is definitely going to be on any kind of presidential path. I just know that the crossroads that are going to be before him really kind of decide what type of person he's going to be.
Yeah.
He didn't come here to be a villain. He came here to have a choice to be a villain or not, because that's what he was raised around.
Wow. Okay.
It's a choice of, do I go with what I know or do I become my own person?
I hope he does the right thing, because listen, Gavin Newsom's trying to do the right thing, girl.
Gavin Newsom, you know, that sexy little sex spot of California. Listen, he ain't perfect. And he a man like men are men, okay?
Yeah.
But when I tell you he's got a good soul, he's got a good soul. When
I
tell
you he's the only one fighting, man.
For the right reasons and taking sacrifices. Yes. I mean, he's fighting for the right reasons and taking sacrifices.
Yeah.
Is he perfect? No. Has he maybe let California down in their terms of certain people's opinions? Sure. We can say that about every politician and president that's ever existed.
Yeah.
That's no different here. But would he be the best candidate for president going for the future if we cannot have a woman in office? Yes, right. But I think he's going to bring a woman with him.
I agree.
Let me make something really, really clear.
Okay.
No matter what happens going forward, we all have to realize that no one's coming to save us, that we cannot depend on the government to take them out solely, that we cannot depend on our democracy because it has fallen. The only people that are going to save us is us.
Yes.
The only people that are going to save the immigrants and the homeless and the people that they are targeting is us. If you think you aren't on the list because you have Caucasian skin, you are dead fucking wrong. Because after they pick every one of them off, guess what? They got to come for us. And case in point, and I'm going to prove my facts, they started an all-white town.
In Missouri, yes.
In Missouri, okay? So what happens when there ain't no Blacks, no Hispanics, and no Democrats, nobody? It's only MAGA Republicans in that town. Eventually, they turn on each fucking other.
Yes.
Because those people need someone to hate.
Oh, it's so
and when
sad.
You take everyone to hate out, they start to hate each other because they aren't healed. They aren't moving there to be happy. They're moving there because they feel something in common with other people that hate as much as they do.
That's
and then
exactly
when they remove
right.
everyone they hate, they ain't got nobody to hate but each other. Watch what I say. There's going to be a lot of murders in that town.
Oh, no, girl. Well, listen, I know you have to go. Let me tell you this, guys. Your Two Honest BFF, she now has a podcast. Tell everybody about your podcast, girl.
Okay, so it's Your Two Honest BFFs, but instead of two T-O-O like TikTok, it's T-W-O because it's me and Allie. That's my best friend. She's who's been running this business and everything with me this whole time, but she's not on TikTok. She's not like a make a video person. So we started a podcast. So A, we can talk about the things that I can't say on TikTok because I'll get violated.
Right.
And B, you really get down to the nitty gritty and the real questions that people have, not only in the present time of what's going on and predictions, but on the metaphysical, what's on the other side, questions about
right.
death, questions about life,
right.
questions about timelines. But today we're recording an episode and it's specifically going to be on cheating, cheating on your timeline and consequences and going against the universe. Like, if you get in a relationship with someone you're not supposed to be with and the universe tells you that and you got card readings that say that, but you don't listen, what's the consequences on the other side of that?
Ooh,
and I've got some good stories for that today. But yeah, we're going to try to release one once a week and we're working real hard on that. And I got to thank Leslie because you definitely, we've been talking about it for a while, but I had so much fun on this podcast.
Yes.
I was like, you know what? Let's pull the trigger, man. Let's just do it.
Yes.
And we did and I loved it. And I'm super excited to keep going forward, but also to keep going forward as a guest on the show because
absolutely.
I love being on your podcast, Leslie.
Well,
you are awesome.
You are awesome. And you make my listeners very happy with your potty mouth. They're like, listen, she talks like I do. And I'm like, you know, she kind of does with me.
I do. It's like Elmo meeting George Carlin on here.
I love George Carlin.
But it's a good vibe. So,
yeah,
you know, Elmo can love George Carlin too.
Exactly. So can you leave everybody for this month with something good?
The good thing is that we're going to see coming up over the next month and in September is we're going to see more heroes emerge. We already see a hero emerging through who we just talked about, Gavin Newsom, who is really stepping up to the plate and saying, I'm willing to fight fire with fire. And in fact, I'm done being Mr. Nice Guy. I'm ready to be petty. And let's be honest, as Gen X's and millennials, we're living for the fucking pettiness because it's about damn time.
Right.
So I feel like the good news that you can see is that you're going to start seeing more people step up and be this way, that you're going to see a lot more people from the MAGA side turn on him. We've already seen the girls fighting with Loomer and MTG. But you're gonna see through these exposures the fallout. And I think that's the best news of all.
Yes.
It's just watching them claw at each other as shit's falling apart. I mean, if we can step away from the scariness and just take a break from the fighting, like for ourselves, like at night in our tub, resetting for the war the next day, right?
Exactly.
We have to enjoy the show of the fallout. Because when I say these people are losing it and scrambling for eggshells right now, they are scrambling for eggshells and outing each other in the process.
Right. Oh, yeah.
They are literally outing each other in the process.
Yes.
And it's beautiful. I mean, it's like the Mean Girls movie where they single Gretchen out to think she's hated, and then she just spills all the beans.
Exactly.
And that's exactly what's happening in the Republican and MAGA party right now.
Yes. So sit back and enjoy it, right?
Against each other.
So just sit back and enjoy it. Because, guys, I'm going to have her on every month. She's been fantastic. And, Tammy, thank you again for being on the podcast. This will air on Monday the 18th. And, of course, next September, I don't know what day it's going to be, but one Monday in September, you'll be back. So thank you again so much for being on the podcast. And I'll add your new podcast in my show notes so that everybody can go to it. Absolutely. So they can go listen to it. I rated it today for you because I listened to it, thought it was fantastic. And right now it's on only Spotify, correct?
Yeah, we're working on the Apple and the other platforms. Again, it's just me and Allie, and we're doing this on top of our appointments. Plus, I want to say that we've been giving free readings to immigrants about their court cases and helping them keep safe. And they've been pushed to the top. So we are a little bit behind on time. So we are moving a little slower, getting things set up, but we are getting things set up. So please stick with us if you're here, if you find us, because we are definitely building bigger and better things. We're just two people and it's taking us a little longer.
No, you're doing good work. Thank you for doing that. I appreciate that so much. We all do. And keep up the good work. I'll talk to you next month. And girl, thanks again for being here.
So very welcome, Leslie. We'll talk again soon.
Well, I love providing Because I Want to Know at no cost. So if you like what you heard, please leave me a 5-star review, or you can just buy me a cup of coffee. It's kind of like a Patreon, but you don't have a monthly subscription and you can give whatever you feel led to give. I am a one-woman show and I do all of my scheduling and my interviewing and my editing. So just know your support is so greatly appreciated. And one more thing, I am a paranormal romance novelist and you can find all of my books on Amazon. Just look up my name. I'm very easy to find. Thank you guys again, and I will see you next week.